From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. It looks to be that President Trump's Supreme Court nominee will be facing some tough questions. Senate Republicans stood united behind President Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, bracing for a bitter months-long fight with Democrats over a conservative judge similar in philosophy to the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell immediately praised Gorsuch, a Denver-based judge on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, saying he has an impressive background and a long record of faithfully applying the law and the Constitution. One after the other, Senate Republicans echoed their leader, describing Gorsuch as a well-qualified jurist. Democrats signaled they will challenge the choice, insisting Gorsuch prove to them he is a mainstream nominee. Democrats are still furious with the way Republicans treated former President Barack Obama's nominee.
Former President Barack Obama nominated Judge Merrick Garland soon after Scalia's death. But Senate Republicans refused to hold a debate or vote on him, saying it was too close to the next election. That refusal to consider Garland has left many Democrats and progressives angry. And some gathered in front of the Supreme Court Tuesday night to voice their opposition to Trump's choice.
It is a very dangerous and extreme nomination. He puts politics ahead of the American people. He puts the powerful and the wealthy and corporations ahead of the American people. And we need someone who is fair, open-minded, and independent on the Supreme Court bench.
Gorsuch is likely to face months of tough questioning from Senate Democrats, who will want to know his views on a wide range of issues, including abortion and Trump's travel restrictions on refugees and people from seven Muslim
This is VOA News. President Trump's executive order blocking immigrants from seven majority Muslim nations will hit tourism to the United States. That, according to the UN's World Tourism Organization, the ban on nationals from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen has triggered a domestic and international uproar. But supporters argue it is a temporary measure aimed at boosting national security. In a statement, the Madrid-based organization voiced deep concern and strong condemnation over the immigration clampdown. The United Nations envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the next round of UN-sponsored peace talks on Syria have been scheduled for February 20th. The negotiations in Geneva were originally targeted for February 8th, but de Mistura said Tuesday he does not think the opposition delegation will have its list of participants assembled in time.
If by 8th of February the opposition will not be ready to come up with a unified group, I will have to apply what I've not yet applied to actually select the delegation.
De Mistura briefed the UN Security Council on developments in the peace process, which included talks last month in Kazakhstan. That round ended with Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreeing to serve as monitors of a December partial ceasefire. Protesters chanting "Jews don't expel Jews" as they linked arms to form a wall against police who began an operation to evacuate them from a West Bank outpost whose slated destruction would rupture Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's narrow coalition dominated by ultranationalists who support settlements. Unarmed police in blue sweatshirts and black baseball caps made their way up the hill around midday today. On the hilltop, youngsters erected makeshift barricades from smashed tiles, rusty metal bars, and large rocks to slow their advance. Some protesters threw rocks at security forces, while others set fire to tires and trash piles. Minor scuffles broke out between some activists and police as the protesters tried to block officers. Amona is the largest of about 100 unauthorized outposts erected in the West Bank without permission, but generally tolerated by the Israeli government. But Israel's Supreme Court ruled in 2014 that Amona was built on private Palestinian land and must be demolished. Most of the thousands of killings of poor suspected drug offenders during Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's crackdown appear to be extrajudicial executions and may constitute crimes against humanity, so says Amnesty International. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.